with the Banner of Truth radio broadcast, a program sponsored by the Free Reformed Churches of North America. Your speaker is Pastor Hans Overdoom. Dear listener, this is the second half of a two-part broadcast dealing with an argument that took place in the early church. Luke tells us about this rift between Paul and Barnabas in Acts 15, verse 36 to 41. I would encourage you to have your Bible open to that passage. We saw last time that the rift between Paul and Barnabas was about whether or not to take Mark along. Mark had begun the first missionary trip with them, but then deserted them after the first part of that trip. Now Barnabas wanted to take him along for the second missionary journey and give him another chance, but Paul would not agree to that. The result was that they went different ways. Barnabas took Mark on a missionary trip through Cyprus, and Paul took Silas along to the northern coast of the Mediterranean Sea and then up into the mountains of Asia. Our focus in these two broadcasts is to see what gospel lessons we can learn from the inspired recording of this argument between Paul and Barnabas on whether to take Mark along or not. We are gleaning seven lessons from this passage, and here let me just repeat the first three that we covered last time. First, how this passage should reassure us about the genuineness of the Bible. It comes to us with the gospel message in a real world and also in a broken and sinful church. Second, this passage brings out the trickery of the devil and how he is constantly out to destroy the church and every member of it in one way or another. I'm on the alert against him and his ways at all times. Third, we learn from this quarrel the danger of letting little things and relatively minor matters become major irritations for us. If you haven't heard the first message, you may want to ask for a free copy so that you have the seven gospel lessons altogether. Moving now to the fourth lesson, we can learn from this story how costly unfaithfulness can be in whatever degree. Here I'm thinking of Mark's departure from Paul and Barnabas with the first missionary journey. There have been all kinds of suggestions made as to why Mark may have left. Some suggest perhaps he was homesick. Others that he couldn't take the ruggedness of the mountain treks. Being raised in a higher class family in the city, for his mother had a rather large house, according to Acts 12. Others have thought Mark left because he didn't like it that instead of Barnabas, his uncle, being the leader of the team, Paul had become the leader. The fact is, though, we don't know the real reasons for his quitting the first journey and going back to Jerusalem. What is clear is that it was a form of unfaithfulness, an inexcusable desertion on his part. Notice with me, dear listener, how much unfaithfulness and failure to follow through on our responsibilities and commitments can cost. Being unfaithful in any way can have sad and bitter consequences, much more far-reaching than we often think possible. I wonder how Mark must have felt about this parting of ways between Paul and Barnabas. No doubt he felt bad about it, realizing that he, in a sense, was the cause for this division, because of his earlier unfaithfulness. What we can learn from his side of the story is, don't think lightly about being unfaithful in any way. Not only is unfaithfulness wrong, but it can bring a lot of hurt down the road, affecting a lot more people than you could ever imagine. You and I know this to be very true in connection with unfaithfulness in marriage, for instance. It can be just as true, however, in regards to any and every other area of unfaithfulness on your or my part. Jesus once said in Luke 16, verse 10, "He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much. And he that is unjust in the least is unjust also in much." Let this story drive home the importance to be faithful and committed in your promises and vows and responsibilities. Too often the cause of the gospel and the testimony of the Christian church has suffered setback because of people being unfaithful and uncommitted, and yes, often in so-called small matters. You aren't being unfaithful in your commitments and responsibilities in life presently. Or are you? God knows. Our story brings out the need not to excuse unfaithfulness in any degree, but rather to repent of it, and with God's help to change your ways, looking to Jesus. We may surely believe that Mark, having proved unfaithful once, truly wanted to amend his ways. We know he did so by the grace and power of God. Even so, the fifth lesson to be noted from our text is that failing and falling before at one or more times in your life does not mean you can't change and become faithful and strong by God's grace. This should be such an encouragement for us all. It is beautiful to think about how Mark, going on with Barnabas, developed into a strong and faithful follower of Christ, and even a leader in the church in his day. How much Mark could be thankful for the encouragement, for he stood by him in spite of his earlier failure. But it could well be that both the soft approach of Barnabas and Paul's more firm approach were used of God to help him develop into the real man of God that he became by God's grace. Consider the facts about Mark. After his trip with Barnabas, Mark became a real companion and help to Peter, and later to Paul too. Peter writes in 1 Peter 5 verse 13 about Mark as his son. In 2 Timothy 4 verse 11, Paul writes to Timothy, "Take Mark and bring him with you, for he is profitable to me for the ministry." Mark also wrote one of the four Gospels, the Gospel of Mark. It is quite clear too that his Gospel account was written in close association with the Apostle Peter. You see how Mark, by God's grace, persisted beyond his youthful mistakes. His story challenges us to learn from our mistakes and failures, our sins and wrongdoings, and by that same grace and strength of God, to grow up and become strong in the service of the Lord. Failure can be the back door to success, not in our own strength, as humanists and moralists promote. No, but when you confess your failures and plead God's mercy and help, going forward and onward in humility and dependence upon the Lord, then you can expect blessings. Mark's story tells us the chicken-hearted in the faith can become champions of the faith. The weaklings can become warriors for God, and the faithless can become faithful. In Psalm 145 verse 14 we read, "The Lord upholds all that fall, and raises up all those that be bowed down." Oh, isn't that what gives hope for us all? And isn't that what should move us to seek to be a help to all in the good fight of faith, failures and fallings? Knowing what became of Mark, be encouraged, not minimizing your faults and failures, but seeing what God can do in spite of our foolish and wayward ways. This story gives so much reason to confide in God the Savior and to cling to Him for life in every way, every day. You won't be put to shame living that way. As the psalmist says it, "Through God we shall do valiantly." The sixth gospel lesson to learn is then the victory that there is with Jesus as your guide and help. With Jesus Christ, the once crucified and now exalted Savior, there is victory over sin and Satan, even in spite of our bad behavior and wayward ways. The result of the sad quarrel is that now, instead of just one missionary team going out, you have two missionary teams going out. Yes, that was the result. The gospel cause surely triumphed in spite of the sad quarrel and division that took place. This is what is so marvelous all through history, with all the plots of Satan and the world against God's cause. God's kingdom is steadily and irresistibly being established. God was triumphant here, in spite of the sad quarrel and division that our text tells us about. The devil is fighting a losing battle against God and His church. Our text passage reminds us of God's word in Psalm 2. "Why do the heathen rage, and the people imagine a vain thing? He that sits in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision." Jesus Christ is the victorious Savior. His is the kingdom and the power and the glory, now already and forevermore, as our text shows us once again. Let it be a warning to all who won't hear nor heed God's word, and it will be a warning to all who do. A final gospel lesson to mention yet is the brotherly reconciliation that the gospel calls for and brings forth. Being in the Christian faith truly means you cannot and will not stay at odds with others, certainly not other professing Christians. True Christians are people who graciously and patiently and positively work through their disagreements, even if it means to agree to disagree. In this regard, we can be sure that whatever hard feelings and harsh words may have developed between Paul and Barnabas over the Mark issue were forgiven and resolved, so that there was mutual agreement to disagree. The early church would not have allowed Paul and Barnabas to go their separate ways on missionary trips for Jesus Christ if they didn't respect and love each other as fellow believers of Jesus Christ and co-workers together in his cause. Later references to Barnabas and Mark in Paul's letters also bring out that there did come real reconciliation and restoration of a brotherly, loving relationship one with another. You can look up the verses yourself. Again, my point with this is to reinforce the gospel truth that the way of Christ and the way of true Christianity is the way of humble, honest, forgiving, and helpful brotherly love. The way of the world and Satan and the flesh is to be bitter, unforgiving, hateful, despiteful, and revengeful towards others, especially those who have wronged us or disagreed with us. I hope no one listening now is being unloving to anyone, for true religion is all about loving God above all and loving your neighbor as yourself. God help us to learn more and more the way of the gospel, the power of the gospel, to love even our enemies. Only the gospel brings people in the bond of true love. This is so in view of the infinite love of God as revealed in Jesus Christ and Him crucified, or not. Once you have been convicted of His mercy and love, in spite of your own sin and rebellion, it melts your heart in true love to God and real love to others. Belonging to Him, you just can't and won't stay unloving towards others, especially not those of the household of faith. Acts 15, verse 36 to 41. Our theme on this text passage has been learning gospel truths from a sad quarrel. We've thought about seven lessons. How genuine the Bible is. How mean the devil. How we need to watch out for little things. The importance of being faithful. The real hope of change through the power of the gospel. The victory that there is through Jesus Christ, even through setbacks. And the importance of love. Love to God and love to our neighbor. How amazing. So much gospel from this passage. The Word of God is so rich, full of gospel instruction, pointing to Jesus as the way of real blessing and true love and triumphant success, and showing the way of sin and Satan as the way of disobedience and distress and division and destruction. Let each of us be sure to belong to Jesus. This is of Him. Be faithful soldiers of His cross, even as the early church so diligently was. That surely should be the gospel fruit in your and my life, having heard and considered these seven gospel truths from our text passage. Even so, bless this word, Holy Spirit divine, for Jesus' sake. Amen. The preceding message is available in printed form. If you would like to receive a free copy, write to the Banner of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 2044, Sumas, Washington, 98295-2044. Canadian listeners, please write to the Banner of Truth broadcast, 9790 Carleton Street, Chilliwack, BC, postal code V2P6E3. Thank you for listening.